Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Hoiriyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. An individual that was over b'shoigeg, by mistake, on a loisase, a type of loisase, that had he done it b'mezer, it would have been chayiv karis. But he didn't do it on purpose. He did it by mistake. So he has to bring a carbon chatas. That chatas is called a chatas yachid. Now, if you have the Bezdin HaGadol, that's the Bezdin of 71 Dayanim, that by mistake, paskin for a tzibur, that it's mutter to do something, where if someone did that b'mezid, it would be chayiv karis. And Roiva the tzibur said, ah, we have a psak. Roiva the tzibur Netz Yisrael Taka did it. So Bezdin has to bring a par lachatas, that's called a par Helim Dovash al Tzibur. Helim means it was forgotten. What about the people that actually did the Aveira? They don't have to bring a Chatas Yachid. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Hoiri is Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hoiru Bezen. If Bezen Paskin, by mistake, Lavar, that they should be over. Al Achas Mikol Mitzvahis Huamudas Betayra. They told the Tzibur, it's okay to do something which really there's a chi of karis for it if you did it on purpose. But they said, yeah, it's okay, go ahead, do it. V'halacha yachid, an individual went, or for that matter, many individuals. V'asa shoygig al piyam, and they were over the avera b'shoygig because they thought that, look, you're allowed to do it. I mean, what could you have more if the Sanhedrin said we can do it? So zak de mishnah, there are three possibilities over here. Possibility number one. Bein sha'asu, whether Bezdin themselves also did the Aveira, thinking it was mutter. V'yasi imoyen, the individual was over the Aveira along with them. They did it together. Second possibility, Bein sha'asu, Bezdin did it first. V'yasi, the individual or individuals, achrayan followed afterwards. Third possibility, Bein sha'loyasu, Bezdin b'chlal didn't do it themselves. They just paskin that the others can do it. V'yasi, and the individual did it. In all of these cases, Potter, the individual, is Potter from bringing a personal chatas, because in all these three cases, they did it based on what Bezdin told them to do, and they shetola be Bezdin. They relied on the psak of Bezdin. Sok the Mishnah weiter. Hayru Bezdin paskind, by mistake, to be matir and iser karis. In other words, the people did something which, had they done it b'mezid, they would have been chayiv karis. Bezdin told them, it's okay. V'yada echad mehen. Now, one of the judges, one of the dayanim knew, shato, they made a mistake. A Talmud, or perhaps a Talmud Chacham from the Tzibur, that was fit to become a Baal Hayra, as the Mishnah explains, v'hu ro'i l'hayra, he was worthy of paskening shailas. Now, v'halach, this dayan that knew Bezdin was making a mistake, or this Talmud, v'asa alpian. Look, Anachanami, I think it's a mistake, but if Bezdin says you can do it, then you can do it. Zakt Mishnah ben sha'asu v'asa imahen. Whether Bezdin themselves did this aveda and he did it along with them. Ben sha'asu v'asa achnein, whether the Bezdin did it first and he followed. Ben sha'loyasu v'asa, whether they... The Bezdin didn't do the Aveir at all, only he did it. This Dayan or this Talmud. Chayiv, he's obligated to bring a Chatas Yochid. Why? Rimnei Shalai Tala BeBezdin. He didn't base it on the fact that Bezdin told him to do it. He knew Bezdin was making a mistake. Zaklal, this is the rule. Hatoy LeBiatzmoy, if someone really thinks that it's Mutter, Chayiv, he has to bring a carbon yachid. V'yatoyle b'bezen, but if he relies on bezen, potter, then he is potter to bring a carbon yachid. So this is a little tricky how to explain this. So the Mefarshim say, he didn't rely on bezen, because he knew that bezen's making a mistake. Now, he's not amazed, because he thought if bezen says so, you can do it. So he took this upon himself, that it's okay to do it. But because he didn't do it thinking that it's really mutter, that Bezdin really paskened it's mutter, that's the reason that he brings a regular carbon chatas. We're not yotze with the par helem davar shel tzibur. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if Bezdin paskened by mistake to be over on one of the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah, Bezdin said it to the tzibur, and this is the kind of a mitzvah or an aveira that if you did it, b'mezid your chayiv karis, and Bezin said, go ahead and do it. And the yachid, or several yachidim, went, and based on what Bezin said, they did it. So the Mishnah gives us three possibilities, whether they all did it together, him and the Bezdin, whether Bezin did it first and he followed, whether Bezin didn't do it at all, just the yachid did it in all cases, he does not bring his own chatas. If Bezin made a mistake to be matur in Isur Karis, and one of them knew that it was a mistake, one of the members of Bezin, or a Talmud that is Roy Lahira, knew, still, he did it because he thought, if Bezin says to do it, you can do it. But he didn't really think that it's mutter. He didn't do it thinking it's mutter because Bezin said it's mutter. He just thought, if they say to do it, you can do it. This type of a person does have to bring his own personal karban chatas. Now, our mission is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, says the Vatanura, who paskins that a yachid who followed the advice of Bezin, a mistaken advice, even if Roiva the Tzibra didn't follow, he's the only one that did it. He doesn't have to bring a karban yachid. But the Chachamim disagree. They hold, no. The only time a yachid doesn't bring a chatas is if most of the Tzibra acted on Bezin's mistake. That's when a parhelim dover replaces the chatas of individuals. But if it's only one person that listened to the Bezdin, he does have to bring a karban yachid. That's the halacha, says the Batanura.